This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Turkish police on Thursday detained dozens of people after a mob of angry men smashed up shops and cars believed to belong to Syrian migrants in the capital. The unrest broke out late Wednesday in response to a fight between locals and migrants in which one Turkish national was stabbed to death. Images on social media showed dozens of shouting men breaking through police cordons, then attacking cars and shops believed to be owned by Syrian families. They smashed windows with stones and crowbars and tore down the metal grill of one store before breaking in and ransacking its shelves. Police in the capital say they detained 76 people either suspected of involvement in the violence or sending incendiary social media posts. Germany said Thursday it would stop sending financial support to Afghanistan in the event the Taliban succeeded in seizing power in the country. Speaking to German broadcaster ZDF, the foreign minister said the Taliban know that Afghanistan cannot survive without international aid. Germany sends Afghanistan 430 million euros, or $504 million in aid a year, making it one of the biggest donors to the strife-hit nation. Since international troops began their withdrawal from Afghanistan in May, the Taliban have taken control of large areas of territory. Most recently, a provincial capital about 150 kilometers from the capital, Kabul. Germany's foreign minister referred back to the decision of the United States to withdraw from the country when asked about gains made by Taliban insurgents. He says it meant that all NATO forces had to leave the country because without American capabilities, no country can send their soldiers there safely. Germany's government had considered the idea of a longer mission in Afghanistan, but cannot act outside of NATO, according to him. This is VOA.